can be anonymous because, listen, we do overshare a little bit here on the Joe and Alex show, but we want to know the weird things that your family does, or maybe they did do, that you thought were normal. You thought, oh, man, everybody must do this, but life went on, and you're like, oh, what the hell? It is not normal at all. Trust me. This is a group of friends and family, 833-JOE-ALEX. You're more than welcome to share. If you need to be anonymous, well, just make sure you tell Pork Chop or Live that when you get the phone, when we pick up on you, and we can certainly do that for you. But I wanted to go through some of these examples, but I'm hoping that you will call in right now at 833-JOE-ALEX and tell us something that, you know, might be weird things that your family does or did, but you thought for a long time they were normal. Here's a few examples. One person said, in my family, if you took a bite of dinner that was too hot, the rest of the family would blow in your mouth until it cooled off.
Like, ew! Get out of here. No way.
That's hilarious.
That's weird, but it's not really gross. What, Alex, you never had hot food? You're like...
Yeah, but I don't want my mom and dad almost making out with me.
They're not
by
tonguing
blowing.
You.
Yeah, but you're getting so close to your mouth and blowing inside your mouth. No, thank you.
Okay. Now, this is kind of another food-related thing. This person said, whenever we go out and got fast food, we'd all put our fries together in a big mound to share in the middle of the table. Kind of like, hey, these are our communal fries. Once they were at a friend's house and they, you know, bought some fast food, so the girl put the fries on the plate and pushed it to the middle of the table. Everybody looked at her like, what the hell are you doing? Kind of strange.
Yeah, I would too.
Absolutely not. You do not share your fries with anyone.
Wow. But I mean, a lot of people have communal dishes. You never share food like that? Like if you get like takeout, like Chinese or something, you don't just say, I'm going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of like in the middle?
I mean, maybe Chinese with the rice, but that's about it.
Okay. We've talked about this before, unfortunately, and this is the grossest one here. They said that they had a diarrhea spoon. They would test its consistency and find out how dehydrated that everybody was in the family.
Nope.
Moving on from that.
All right. They said this one right here reminds me of Alex and Pork Chop, who grew up in a very conservative household. And like Alex, you used to talk about how your mom's like with music, like, listen to the music. If it was inappropriate, she'd break your CDs. And,
yep, she was very, very strict.
And you weren't allowed to trick-or-treat, right? Is that true?
I have never been trick-or-treating.
Okay.
That is so crazy.
Well, then this is just like you. Instead of trick-or-treating on Halloween, this person said their parents made them go around to different doors in the basement and answer Bible questions to receive candy.
Oh, man, that is brutal. Okay, so my mom would take me to church trunk or treat, so my parents did that. So, like, at least we did get to do that.
So it was more of a safety thing, not a religious thing?
No, it was 100% religious.
Same with me.
What's the difference between trunk or treat?
Because it was at the purposes, it's not trick or treating, like, based on Halloween, which, like, is satanic. This is, you know, my mom's thoughts. So trunk or treat, you're just at your church and you're just getting candy from people that you are going to church with or whatever.
Hey, Anonymous.
It's like the same thing to me, I feel.
You're on the Joe and Alex show, Anonymous. What do you want to say?
Hello.
Hey, what did you want to say?
Oh, I always thought it was normal to put ketchup in a ham sandwich.
Ew.
I used to have a babysitter and she had her kids and like we'd have pancakes sometimes for breakfast, but she would put ketchup, or at least the kids would put ketchup on their pancakes. That's really gross. Sorry, Anonymous, but that sounds kind of gross too. I mean, I love ketchup. I will drown my fries in ketchup. I'll put ketchup on my burger or on my weenie, but ketchup on a sandwich like that? I don't know.
Dylan says that he grew up always thinking that you sit down when you take a shower. Sit on the floor. The bathtub floor.
Honestly, that is a game changer when you're hungover. It is a game
changer. I thought the game changer when you're hungover in the shower is that you take a beer with you in the shower.
Do that and sit down.
This one right here said, our family had a communal underwear drawer until I was in high school. Apparently, that's not common.
What in the world?
I mean, it's not all the same size, like boys and girls. It's not, I mean, obviously not frilly. I mean, no, it sounds gross, but is it really that weird if they're cleaned and they're nice?
Yeah, well, Joe's saying that because he wore his mother's underwear.
Like one time because I didn't have any clean laundry.
Like, yeah. I'm not being funny. Like, that's real story.
I had to.
Wait, did you actually?
Yes.
Did?
When I say that, that's a real thing. He shared it on the show like 2 years ago.
You guys, here's the thing. You make things sound like they were my mom's sexy silk panties. No, these were a pair of underwear and I didn't have any.
Ew, that is so disgusting.
You know what?
That is so weird.
Look at you guys judging away over here.
That's just bizarre to me.
Okay, what's weirder though? Joe wearing his mom's underwear or me, even now as an adult, having my mom clean my ears out for me with Q-tips?
The ears being cleaned out still as an adult woman.
I don't think the question what's weirder, what's more pathetic. And I think... Oh, man, this is a hard one.
You are so wrong. Like, what are you talking about? It's not weird at all.
I don't know. I think you guys are both strange for both of those.
And here's a final one right here, another pork chop and Alex-related thing, I'm assuming. This person said, my mother was so religious that I thought deviled eggs were called angel eggs until I was 15.
Oh, we couldn't use a dust devil vacuum in my house. Wasn't allowed.
That is so extra.
Get that weapon of Satan out of here. They said when I was 15, I said angel eggs at a family gathering, and everybody looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
They probably didn't say that. They probably said, heck.
H-E double hockey sticks. What's wrong with you? All right, you can let us know if you got anything else. A little weird, a little strange that you thought was normal. You're like, oh, man, I'm a little weird, aren't I? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.